Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Music Master on Today FM.
Here we are in Music Master, the first one of the week. Oh, I'd love to kick the week off with a winner. I'd love that winner to be Diane Keating. Hello, Diane.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Where in Limerick are you today?
Well, I'm from Limerick, but I'm in Spanish Point this morning.
No way, because I was only talking to another Limerick lady there a few minutes ago before the news, who won herself a hot tub. And I was saying I'm going to Adair at the start of June for some holidays, but I'm also going to Spanish Point then for 3 days.
Oh yeah, lovely too.
Great health spot, in fairness. My mammy went to boarding school there in what used to be the school. Obviously it isn't anymore. So go down and see her, see the room where she used to stay when she was between whatever, 12 and 18. Diane, what are you doing in Spanish Point? Anything exciting?
I'm going home back up to Limerick now later, so no, I'm just relaxing now.
You just had a lovely weekend or something there, did you?
Yeah.
I came
down yesterday. We have a place here, so I'm down yesterday and back up.
So you're relaxing the sun there before you go back up.
Yeah, exactly.
Just living the life, you are, Diane.
I'm not feeling relaxed right now.
The blood pressure is rising. Well, let's jump in and see how you do in round one.
Okay.
Round one.
So three categories to choose from, Diane, because you're first up, which is good for you. You can have either Leggett, So Far So Good, or Drams. Which one would you like?
First one, Leggett.
Leggett, yeah. Do you want that one?
I'll have So Far So Good. Actually.
So Far So Good. Okay, So Far So Good. I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock. I'm going to ask you questions in the world of Bryan Adams. Because So Far So Good was the name of his greatest hits. Now, it's the world of Bryan Adams, so it's not all about him. But there's a bit about him. But it's people who've duetted with him, people who've sang with him, people he's written for, all those kinds of questions, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Is Bryan Adams American or Canadian?
Canadian.
He is. Finish the lyric from this Mel C duet. Baby, when you're gone.
Oh, I can't think of it.
I realize I'm in love.
Oh, yeah.
In 2001, DJ Sammy had a massive hit with his version of which Bryan Adams track?
Heaven?
Yes. Get the Party Started was a 2001 hit single from who?
Pink?
Yes, that's right. True or false, Bryan Adams owns more guitars than I do?
Yes.
No, it's actually false. He only has half as many as I do. Singer Brandy has her own version of I Do It For You. Name her hit duet with Monica.
That Boy Is Mine.
Yep. Bryan wrote the track Sticky Sweet from the album Dr. Feelgood. Who's the band?
I don't know.
Motley Crue. They Tried to Make Me Go to Rehab is a lyric from which English singer?
Amy Winehouse.
It is. After All was a single with Bryan and which other famous Canadian crooner?
Oh, I don't know.
Michael Bublé, and there's the drums. Let's count those up. Score of 5 for you. Excellent, Diane. Great first round.
Thank you.
Let's go into the bonus round now, see how you get on.
Bonus round.
And in the bonus round, we're going to play a game called A Random Few Seconds, where I'm going to play you just a few seconds of a song. I need you to identify artist and title, and they're all in the world of Bryan Adams, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so here's your first one.
Sinead O'Connor. Mandinka?
Oh, yes. Well done. You got it. Mandinka is the right answer. Yeah, he took her photograph, actually. He's a very celebrated photographer. So some of the Pink questions and Amy Winehouse questions were all about that. Okay, try this one.
You're lovely, but it's not for sure. Nelly Furtado.
And the song is called... Go on, Dan. Need an answer.
I can't think of the name of the song.
No, it's I'm Like a Bird, it's called, Dan. She duetted with him on a different song. Okay, final one is...
That's Bryan Adams.
It is.
I Want to Run to You.
Yes, Run to You is the right answer. Well done. So 5 plus 2. Gives you a score of 7 points. Excellent round out of you, Diane Keating. Relaxing in Spanish
I'm
Point.
I'm not a Bryan Adams fan.
For someone who's not, you did very well to get a score of 7.
I love Sinead O'Connor, so that was good.
Okay, well, look, you did really well. Let's see how your competitor, Cahill, does. He's going to go up against you in a few minutes' time. It could be you going through to the final, Diane, so see you in a sec.
Music Master on Today FM.
That's what this competition is called, and Cahill Watkins is what this player is called. How are you, Cahill?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. How was the weekend?
Good. All yeah. over now, I suppose.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're back to normal now on a Monday morning?
Back to normal.
All right, well, we have you for Music Master, so obviously you're not that back to normal. It's not every day you get a chance to play this.
No,
all right. Well, look, 7 is the score to beat. Let's see how you get on in round one. Let's choose your category first.
Round one.
So, Cathal, you can't have So Far So Good. That was the one Diane chose for Bryan Adams. You can have either Leggett or Drams.
Leggett.
Okay, these are songs about running. They mention running or there's something to do with running in the song. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Even if you cannot hear my voice, I'll be right beside you, dear, is the lyric. What is the song?
Pass.
Run from Snow Patrol. As the song goes, who run the world?
Girls.
Girls run the world. I Want to Run is the opening line from which U2 song?
Beautiful Day? No idea.
No, Where the Streets Have No Name. Run This Town was a collaboration between Jay-Z, Kanye West and which vocalist?
Beyonce?
It was Rihanna, actually. Okay. Did Van Halen sing about running with the devil or running from the devil?
Running with the devil.
Yes. Run Away With Me is a single from which Call Me Maybe singer?
Kelly Ray Jackson.
That's her. The song Run on the album Red features Ed Sheeran, but who's the main artist?
Pat.
Taylor Swift. Which Irish band released Running Back?
Pass.
Tin Lizzy. According to the song, Young Hearts what?
Run.
Yes, you're right, except you're wrong. If you added another word that said free after it, we would have taken that. It was Candy Stanton and Young Hearts Run Free. Well, let's add up what you've got there. A score of 3 for you, Cathal. So the bonus round is going to come into play here now. You're going to need to do very well in this.
Bonus round.
So playing the same game as we did with Diane, it's called Random Few Seconds. I'm going to give you random few seconds of a song. I need you to identify artist and title of each one. And the overall clue is it's got something to do with running, all right?
Okay,
here we go.
Running.
What song is that?
Genie, I'd probably guess if I wasn't on the radio.
That happens to a lot of people. You're not alone in that, Cathal. What do you think?
I just have to pass.
You have to pass. And that was Black Eyed Peas and Let's Get It Started, that one's called. Try this one. What's that?
Florence and the Machine.
It is. The song is called... No.
Dog Days?
Oh, yeah. Dog Days, what?
Are over.
Dog Days Are Over. Good man. You pulled it out of your brain there somewhere. Fair play to you. All right, Cathal. One more. What's this? Bush running up that hill. He didn't even need me to finish playing the thing. You're absolutely right. That's 2 in the bonus round. 3+2 gives you a score of 5. Not enough, unfortunately, to get through to the final, but I will send you out a Dave Moore mug down to you in Galway and you can have a cup of tea or coffee out of that and enjoy yourself with it, all right?
That's perfect, thanks.
Nice one, Cathal. Yes, Diane is there, aren't you, Diane?
Hello, hi.
There you are, some good wishes from Cathal.
Well done, Cathal. Thanks.
Best of luck in the final.
Thanks,
Millie. All right, no worries, Cathal. See you later. Yes, Diane, the final awaits you now. We've got to see what you can do.
Final round.
In this final round, Diane, I'm going to give you 3 clues to the identity of an artist. You get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. And then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the year is 1973. The place is Harrow in the UK. And the lyric is, "So just let me be with the woman that I love."
Rod Stewart.
Go on, anyone else?
No.
I tell you what, Rod Stewart looks great for his age, but he wasn't born in 1973, that's for sure. No, it was actually this fella we were looking for.
Just let me be with the woman that I love.
Peter Andre. Mysterious girl. Peter Andre is who we wanted.
Okay.
Well, listen, Diane, I can't send you out all the prizes, but I will send you out a pair of Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones.
Brilliant.
And you can listen to whatever you like on that. All right?
That's fantastic. Thanks,
have a great week.
Thanks. Bye.
See you, Diane. Bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.